some of each, then added a fistful of pine nuts to the meat, mixing it together with his hands. Then he patted the meat into two flat discs, each the size of his palm. From a jar, he poured olive oil into a pan that was heating on the coals. The oil spit when he dropped in the meat, then began sizzling. I was quite taken with the delicious aroma. At last, the cook picked the meat out of the hot pan with his fingers, then placed it between two slices of bread, handing one to each of us. We ate standing up. I was so hungry I wanted more, but did not want to impose on Julia. I had not thought to bring coins of my own. As we were climbing into our sedans, something splashed near my feet. I looked up to see an open window where someone had just emptied a chamber pot. Barbarians. Julia and her guard saw me to the door of Atticus Villa. Thanking her for the lovely day, I asked what our meal was called. It had tasted so good. "The usual," she said. "Fried dormouse."